Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Is the phone number you can call to join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can change the subject or comment on what we're talking about. If you have anything you'd like to tell about 150 radio stations nationwide, then you can call 603-283-6160. Freedom of speech is the name of the game here on Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Lori.
And Riley.
And really good, interesting news. Well, first I would like to, we do have some interesting Assange news, but first I'd like to tell some people, I know a lot of people are waiting for my update about Ian. Ian got...
Your husband, by the way, in case...
Yeah.
In case listeners don't know who Ian is, Ian
founder
Freeman is
the founder of the show.
Yeah.
Ian Freeman is the founder of the show and my husband, and he got... He called me yesterday and said he was getting taken to prison, but he didn't know any details because they don't have to tell you any details. They just leave you hanging on a lot of stuff on purpose. And he did finally call me. It's the first time in, I was going to say first time in my life, but first time since I met him in 2020 that I didn't talk to him for over 24 hours. But
wow.
He said that they brought him to Stafford County Jail, so he's still not in prison. And they brought him to Stafford, whatever county jail, and he's waiting there for the prison bus to come pick him up. Who knows what day? They don't have to tell you. So we still know what prison he's going to. So right now, like, don't write to Ian or send him anything because he won't get it. But thank you for that. And yeah, I just wanted to update people because lots of people were asking me to update because I put like something dramatic on Twitter for one thing.
So, for listeners who have never heard of why your husband went to prison, inform them briefly why he's in a cage.
Well, he was
captured
Bitcoin.
By the so-called government.
Well, yeah, he sold Bitcoin, and the feds raided our house over it. No, they didn't knock on the door and hand him some paperwork over a paperwork
they brought
violation.
Machine guns in the tank, right?
Yeah, they claimed that he sold Bitcoin without their permission, so...
Yeah, you know, Bitcoin does not warrant a tank and flashbang grenades and broken glass and you walking around in broken glass and... Yeah, it doesn't warrant that, obviously.
It doesn't, and that's just kind of the thing that the government does. I saw a video yesterday. I wish I knew which news organization. I should definitely bring this up, and I'll write that down, so... FBI news. So I saw something yesterday, and on the break I'll bring it up and have the actual details of like where you can look at this, but it was something kind of what is his thing called? James O'Keefe style. I can't remember what the name of that Project Veritas. It was
Project Veritas sounds familiar.
Project Veritas does undercover interviews with people, so they like got a Pfizer employee on a date, quote unquote, with a undercover journalist, and the journalist had a video recording without the guy knowing, and he was able to put out this video with the guy saying stuff like, oh, we're trying to make the virus even worse, so that way we have more vaccines to sell. Like,
shocker, Pfizer wanting to make a virus worse.
Yeah, there's like a specific name for that. Oh man, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a certain type of research that is actually illegal to do. So he, you know,
gain of function. Maybe?
Yeah, gain of function research. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. All I'm trying to point out is that Project Veritas does these undercover things where they, oh, I'm on a date with you. I'm just a normal person on a date with you. But really, they have a camera recording the people, which would definitely be illegal in New Hampshire. I'm always surprised that this is, like, not illegal wherever these people are.
Well, there are some states that are single-party states and some states that are two-party states.
So New Hampshire is a two-party consent state, meaning that both parties have to consent to being recorded.
Yeah, and single-party means just one person does.
Hmm. So if you consent to the conversation being recorded, then you can do it in a single-party states?
In single-party states, only one person needs to consent to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it should definitely be... I think that, I don't know, actually, wait, that's a little weird of a moral question. Maybe I shouldn't, like, be considering it on the air, because it's not important. What I wanted to say was, because I was going to say, do I think it's morally right to record without people, the person you're talking to, knowing? I guess it would be if...
I mean, if you're going to put out damning information about somebody, then maybe you might want to get their permission before recording something.
Yeah, but what if it infects the whole world like that? Like, and I'm not trying to be utilitarian. I think I need more time to think about it.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Real
it's
violence
hard. It's hard to say because it's not like you're committing an act of violence. You are informing people.
Yeah, you're not harming. You're not stealing. You're not.
But at the same time,
harm.
You know, if the person's unaware that they're being recorded.
I think it depends on the setting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you expect some type of privacy, like if you're in your home and someone's recording you, that's one thing. But if you're, like, out in public on a date somewhere and you're being recorded, then...
That is a good point. That changes things a lot. Like, definitely if I had a camera in Riley's room, he rents from me next door, and I was like, see, he said this.
Yeah, that'd be
a little invasive.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot.
but if you're out where you have no real... expectation
of
privacy.
Doing social Sundays and I say some crazy stuff, then maybe you might want to bring it to the radio. And
especially
say, really,
if it affects the whole world.
Yeah.
But so I saw this video that some other news organization came out with, and I'll update you guys after the break when I pull that up. I just can't really, you know, search Twitter while I'm talking on the radio. But they didn't...
Really? You can't multitask?
I'm not that great at multitasking. Like, doing first shirt does kind of require it in a way, but I'm not, like, some kind of multitasking expert at all. But, so, some other news organization did an undercover interview with an ex-FBI agent, like one that wasn't just, you know, like, low-level either. And I don't know his name or anything. I can get that information. But he was saying, oh, really, the FBI can arrest anyone they want. And the person's like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, you just set them up. And then he, like, went into details about it. And he was saying, we did it all the time.
We've heard of this happening all the time here in New Hampshire, where the feds will try and set Ian or somebody up to give them a deal.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, the cops do it. It doesn't even need to be the feds. I saw a video today of there was a court case where a man was pulled over in his car, and they said he was drunk driving, but the cop's body cam footage caught her opening the bottle and dumping it out, like breaking the seal. There was a bottle, like full bottles, sealed bottles in his car.
Yeah.
And she broke the seal on the bottle and dumped it out on her body cam footage, and he still got found guilty.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it hopefully is getting appealed. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
So Riley, he asked me who I was talking about when I was talking about Ian, so we clarified who we're talking about, and then I just wanted to make that point about the FBI. Like you're saying, like all cops, like they are absolutely, they will do anything to put people in a cage, to try to justify
their paycheck. Oh, come on, Bonnie, they just want to keep everybody in the neighborhood safe.
Yeah, that's why they stop people going 8 miles an hour over the speed
that's
limit
why they,
and
that's why
take
they
money from
into
them.
Your house with a tank and a bearcat and machine guns.
Yeah.
Tase you while you're having a seizure.
Yeah, they do stuff like that. Not to me, but they did do the other thing to me. But so I just wanted to explain what we were talking about, but in other
Before
US
we move on, I just want to mention that if listeners want to learn more about Ian's case, they can go to thecrypto6.com. That's the crypto, C-R-Y-P-T-O, 6.com.
Yes, thank you, Riley. So, in other U.S. prosecution news, Joe Biden says, and that's the president of the United States.
Allegedly, the so-called president.
Yeah, says, well, he can be the president of that corporation. Like, sure, he's that president, he's not mine.
Right, he's not my president either.
But, and none of them would be, no matter who he is, but... He says, Joe Biden says, Julian Assange prosecution may be thrown out, quote, considering dropping the charges.
Well, you have to remember, he's still a politician, and politicians are going to say stuff to, you know, sway people to their side or whatever, and they're never going to fulfill promises. So if Joe Biden does indeed pardon Julian Assange, I'll be thrilled and surprised.
If he does?
Yeah, if he does.
I would be surprised as well. I was really not expecting Trump to do it, and then he didn't, even though there was all this talk about it. Like, oh, he may pardon Ross. He may pardon Assange. And who's the other one? Wait.
Ross Ulbricht.
No, I already said Ross and Assange is the other one that he was going to drop the charges against. Was it Snowden, or is that too late?
I have no idea. I would love to think that Snowden could be pardoned and come back to the United States, but Edward Snowden might be a bad name among some people because he revealed the quote-unquote secrets of the government when he revealed their spy program.
Yep. The NSA stuff going on.
And it's always happening. I mean, people don't realize it, but your government is spying on you every single day.
Is Snowden the one that transitioned?
No.
No, that's Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, Chelsea Manning.
Oh, okay. And Chelsea Manning is not facing any charges right now either?
I don't think so.
I was thinking maybe that's the other one. No, I think it was Snowden. I think that people believed, for some reason, that Trump, at the end of his presidency, I almost said his pregnancy, at the end of Trump's presidency, there were rumors and, like, whispers that Trump may pardon Ross, Assange, and I think it was Snowden. But he didn't do that. He pardoned, like, Apatow or whatever, however you say that, some sheriff from Arizona that was literally racist and terrible.
Joe Arpaio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible person.
Cruel human being, wanted to, you know.
Sadistic, seriously.
Yeah, really.
But let's get into this. Let's see. I don't know where he said this or any other details about it. I hope there are more details. And I also hope it's not just like a rumor, because this from express.co.uk makes it sound like it's an actual quote. So, U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. is, quote, considering, unquote, dropping its prosecution against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. For years, Australia has called on the U.S. to drop its prosecution against Assange, an Australian citizen who has fought U.S. extradition efforts from prison in the U.K. This is a messed up website. It says, asked about the request on Wednesday as he hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for an official visit, Biden said, we're considering it. Okay. So that's an actual quote. Apparently really happened. That was just like a messed up paragraph. It ran two sentences into each other and it didn't make any sense.
Huh. So it just sounds like Joe Biden might be considering.
And he actually said that. It's not like, sources close to Joe Biden say that he said that. So, Assange has been indicted on 17 espionage charges. He's never even set foot in the United States, and he's being charged with espionage against the United States and one charge of computer misuse. What? That's charge?
That's a charge?
I had never heard that about him or anyone else.
Man, these terrorists love to just trump up charges on everything and everybody. I mean,
the United States terrorists?
Yeah, the United States gang of thugs likes to trump up terrorist charges on people just because they said some things they didn't like or posted some documents that they didn't like them posting.
So if you don't know what WikiLeaks is, that was his website where he posted classified documents. And at this point, this website points out that it was almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
American prosecutors allege that Assange, 52, encouraged and helped U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks published, putting lives at risk.
Oh, yeah. Whose lives?
I don't know.
They put lives at risk constantly.
Yeah, these thugs put lives at risk constantly, like Lori said. They lock people in cages. They put people in cages for the mere act of possessing a plant. They'll put you in a cage or shoot your dog or shoot you if you...
Yeah, they pointed guns at me. That was putting my life at risk.
Yes, they're pointing guns at you.
Yeah.
Where did they bomb? Was it like Cleveland?
Wait, somewhere? The government?
It was a long time ago.
Kent State? That would have been Ohio.
Detroit?
In the one in Pennsylvania when they bombed that house of people that were like maybe like Black Panthers or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've definitely...
Just bombing people. I mean, rolling tanks through the street.
They do this stuff all the time, Lori. And it's hard to keep every incident.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Sure. That's why I'm like, where was it?
During the Civil War, Lincoln was bombing, like, just citizens in the cities, like Atlanta, just to try to get the, you know, the...
But that was an exceptional circumstance. The country was at war, Bonnie. You have to justify violence in certain situations, don't you?
They do no-knock raids on the wrong house, and they're just like, whoopsie.
Yep.
Nothing ever comes of it. Like, your house is destroyed and you're traumatized forever, and maybe some of your family members are dead or you're dead, but we're not responsible.
At the very most, like, they'll dole out a little bit of money to someone that doesn't bring their, you know, family members back or anything, but...
Like, they can't even use Google Maps. Uber can do that. Yeah. And the cops can't do it.
Well, we do have someone on the phone. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's your boy, the evolutionary capitalist bully, Little Skeet here, to pick on you preschool playground and
you're not a bully at all. You're just, like, a loser. Like, literally, like, a little faggot. I'm not even joking.
How come I've won every debate I've been on?
You haven't won anything. You never sound like you make any sense. And Mark proved that you're crazy.
He just said, all he said is that, where's your...
He said, if you can't explain what you're talking about, and the only way that I would be able to understand what you're talking about is if I read your book, but you can't produce the book, then you're just, like, rambling like a crazy person. That's, like, basically the definition.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to explain it verbally, but...
How about you write something down, then we can talk about it.
Let me demonstrate. Let me demonstrate. Hey, Bonnie, you know, why are you scared to do utilitarian analysis? Are you scared to see how logical and superior it is to the non-aggression principle?
No, I didn't say I'm scared to do it. I said I'm not an utilitarian. So, okay, like, no, but you, anything else you have to actually say?
But it looked like you were so scared to even try to do utilitarian analysis because you're scared to see how superior it is to the non-aggression principle.
No, I'm not, and that doesn't even make sense. Like, I just said, oh, well, I'm not a utilitarian, so I wouldn't say that, and then I moved on. You're just dumb, dude. You literally don't know what you're talking about. And if your whole argument is, like, you looked scared, okay, good for you. Like, you don't know what's going on in my head.
You're afraid to just to do the analysis and walk through how... Like, maybe aggression might be...
This is why you're so dumb. Like, I don't go, like, I'm doing analysis now. I just think and process things and like, make conclusions on my own. I don't go around, like, I'm going to follow these exact steps and do it the, quote, utilitarian way. Like, my brain just works.
So how do you and catch deal with standard utilitarian scenarios like the trolley car, where you have to?
I don't play the game. That's how I do it.
Exactly. I would either not play the game, or if it was my like loved one, I would save my loved one, and I wouldn't feel bad about it because why should I
kill people? So like you would steal a piece of paper to save the world.
That would literally be the definition of me not killing people. Like the train was out of control either way, and nobody was going to not... There was no situation where no one dies. That's, like, the whole point of the trolley problem. Maybe you don't understand that. And then if my husband was on one side and people I don't know on the other side, that makes the choice easy. If not, if I don't know any of these people, I don't care how many. I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to touch it, like Riley said.
Okay, let me adjust the scenario. Let's
no, this is really boring. Like, seriously, like, this is really boring. Like, I just explained to you what I believe. I don't have any other...
This is not
a
radio show, dude. We don't have time to go through your problems.
It's just boring, dude. I don't care.
Consequences? You scared to see the illogical?
I just explained to you, like, my exact thinking, and there's nothing else to discuss. Seriously. Like, literally nothing else to discuss. It's boring. I'm moving on. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I am. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Climber. I've called a couple of times before. How are you? I really don't follow the show that closely, but I happen to tune in once in a while. And I was curious just to get some background info on you guys because I live up here in New Hampshire. I've been associated with the, you know, kind of the freedom movement, more as kind of an observer, bystander. I'm not really much of an activist, which makes me feel kind of like a freedom leech, but it's just a matter of time and resources.
Mm-hmm.
But if I understand correctly, Bonnie, you're from Texas?
Yeah, I'm from San Antonio.
And so how did you get involved in this movement? And, you know, I know that you're married to Ian. I know you've been affiliated with the Keen group. But, like, what brought you here? And I have the same question for Lori and Riley as well.
Okay. So while I understood a libertarian ethics and read a lot of stuff and listened to tons of Tom Woods videos in particular in 2016 and considered myself a libertarian, I went to a few libertarian meetups in Utah and I was like, oh wow, this is pointless. Like, even though they were nice people, there was like five of them, and I was like, I felt just from that meeting like, oh, this is pointless because nothing, like, we can never like ever like win against the state, basically. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to move to Texas, since it's, in my mind, it was the freest state. I don't know why I thought that. Like, I thought, oh, everyone knows Texas is like the most freedom loving state. I don't really know why. I was 22. I moved back to Texas, where I had mostly grown up, and I lived there for up until 2020. And 2020 ruined all of my life plans and locked me down just when I was moving to an apartment I really liked, and I was excited for my life there. And it literally just made every part of my life suck so bad. And what, by 2020, I mean the lockdowns the governments did to stop people's lives from progressing during 2020. And they use the excuse of, oh, there's a pandemic, blah, blah, blah. So while that was happening, I thought, what are the libertarians saying about this? Like, I decided to revisit, like, I just looked up, like, Tom Woods and listened to some of his videos. And I just was kind of bored of it, and not because it's not a good show, but just because I wanted to know. I just was thirsty again for more libertarian talk. So I Googled, like, libertarian podcast. I found this one called We Are Libertarians, I believe. And I was listening to it. And the host mentioned, he said, oh, and the guys from Free Talk Live, they've actually convinced cops to quit their jobs. And they're actually doing stuff up there. And I was like, whoa. So I looked up Free Talk Live. I listened to Free Talk Live for a bit. And a crazy series of events happened where I ended up being offered a job here without trying. I didn't apply for a job here. I didn't even think I would ever be able to come up here. But I listened to Free Talk Live for a while. Somebody offered me a job in New Hampshire from me being in New Hampshire, not looking for a job or anything, just doing Uber Eats. I came up here and knocked on doors for candidates for Young Americans for Liberty. And while I was here, I was like, all right, I'm going to meet Ian and see if he likes me. And I met Ian and we fell in love. And Ian is the founder of Free Talk Live. And let's keep you on the line if you don't mind, Climber. 603-283-6160 if anyone else would like to join the conversation. We're going to get to Lori and Riley's answers about that coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. We have Climber on the line waiting to continue our conversation here. But you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind, 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with BitRefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Lori.
Riley.
And Climber, you're on the line, and what was it that you were asking us, just to repeat it for the listeners?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of looking for some background on the three of you. I, as somebody that has gone to different states and experienced the local freedom movements in Utah and Texas, for example, I know you grew up in Texas, but how would you describe New Hampshire as an environment? Obviously, you know, moving to Keene, it's a college town. It's a pretty cool place, and you obviously fell in with a good group of people there, even though, you know, the raid and everything with Ian and Co. happened, like, not long after you showed up, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what month you showed up in 2020, but so if you could just maybe give a comparison of, like, Utah and New Hampshire versus, like, Texas and New Hampshire, Texas and Utah, and what you like about New Hampshire, and do you think this is going to be your home now?
Yeah, I definitely think that New Hampshire will be my home now, and the reason is all about the people. Like, I think the most beautiful place that I've ever lived, and the most beautiful place in America is Utah. I love the weather. I love it so much, but I absolutely couldn't stay there. Like, the small town I lived in, I wouldn't be able to live there anyway because it was a federal military base and I have no, like, you have to have business to live there.
And you have no love for the feds.
No way. But also, so what I was going to say was the small town I lived in Utah, the cops hated me and purposely went after me multiple times. Like, I had so many petty, they only arrested me once, but, like, charges for nothing, and they would, like, bother me, and they were, like, threatening
to... Were you doing activism there?
I only did activism there once, but I think it inflamed them and bothered them, so, like... I got arrested for no reason, and it was so dumb, and they were trying to charge me with a DUI, and I'm not going to rehash the whole thing, but they're trying to charge me with a DUI when I wasn't even driving. I was at work, and they came there, they got me to admit to things, because I didn't know that any of my rights, I didn't know that I shouldn't talk to cops at all, because they were investigating me. I just thought they're trying to get to the bottom of something, then I get charged with a DUI. I also really didn't get that DUI, because, like, I wasn't drinking, but... after that, I started, like, looking up, like, how to talk to cops. Like, what did I not know that I need to know? And I found all these stories about, like, cops killing people, and I found, Cop Block, which is kind of funny because, like, I followed a Cop Block on Facebook, which was a group of people from Keene, actually, it started in Keene, I'm pretty sure, like 99% sure.
I think it started in Keene, too, the Cop Block thing.
Yeah, it was Damo Freeman and Pete Eyre, right?
Yep.
And so those two started Cop Block, which would be like they would like see somebody getting pulled over, and they would go there to film the cops, like
make which sure is your cops... right, by the way. You are you are allowed by law to film the police,
yep.
No matter what they tell you. You have every right to film.
Even though they might not know.
Oh yeah.
Well yeah, and they'll lie to you anyway.
Yeah, they are allowed to lie. Even though it's not moral. So I actually followed a Cop Block on Facebook even back in 2016, but it didn't lead me to finding, like, Free Talk Live and all that stuff or the Free State Project. And my whole point was, like, if I was just basing, like, where I wanted to live on the look and the weather, I would have to choose Utah, but I cannot do that. Like, I don't like the weather in New Hampshire at all, but I absolutely don't want to live anywhere else just due to the people. Like, it is such a... game changer, a pro-life hack to have people around you who are moral in your opinion. Like, if you can't all agree about is violence okay or not, like, that is a huge difference, and more people should consider that. Like, do your friends, if the cops came to your friends and asked them to lie about you to put you in jail, would they do it? Because, like, you need to consider that when considering your friends. I know that none of my friends in New Hampshire would do that. I know that they already know the basics about whether or not, you know, like, what's right and what's wrong. Like, is violence okay? And then considering what actually is violence, like, is taxation theft and stuff like that. That's absolutely...
Was it, like, you know, Ian and Captain and other people that you heard on the Free Talk Live show, that message resonated with you? And as somebody that was already leaning towards, you know, kind of idealistic, freedom-oriented, you know, pursuits, that kind of triggered your, you know, that was the impetus behind your move here, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I found Free Talk Live, I was like, absolutely, I need to get there somehow. I really want to live in a place where people actually care about the stuff I care about, because when I moved to Texas, I didn't continue being it wasn't like a front and center of my mind, like being a libertarian all the time. I was just like, well, I'm just going to go live in the place that's already the freest in my mind. For some reason, I thought that was Texas, and just live like a normal life. And like, if some political conversation would come up around my friends, I just, like, wouldn't say anything, because I was like, they won't get where I'm coming from. I'm not starting this conversation. I'm not going to make people not like me just because, like, I believe that we should have the right to have guns or something like that. And it's just, like, that's a terrible way to live, like, you know, like, putting yourself in a little box. And, like, even, like, boyfriends. Like, I would have a boyfriend, and he'd say something like, you know, there really should be a $15 minimum wage, like, trying to sound smart and cool. And I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Well, most people are uninformed, I mean, especially politically. I don't care whether they're on the right or the left. Most people, they have a very limited worldview because most of their information is coming from, you know, public education and mainstream media.
Joe Rogan.
They don't really step outside of their comfort.
But no, Joe Rogan's an intelligent guy.
But there's just an archetype of guys who do nothing but repeat Joe Rogan because they think he's smart and they can't actually think for themselves.
Yeah, that is a problem for sure.
But it's not just Joe Rogan. It's like Clymer said, like just like, you know, the mass media that is fed to people.
The average person doesn't really think about things like what would happen if the government set an arbitrary minimum wage like $15.
Yeah.
They don't realize that a lot of products would be more expensive and a lot of things would be less valuable.
Yeah, it's a knee-jerk solution that ultimately creates more problems that, you know, unless you're fully informed, you're not even going to consider.
They're intellectually lazy. They don't want to do that.
From New Hampshire originally, or
I actually,
State Project?
I was born and raised in Utah. I grew up in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, otherwise known as the Mormon Church, and, you know, they emphasize a lot of liberty-mindedness there sometimes. But I grew up in Mormonism. I have since walked away from the church, and I found Free Talk Live in 2014, 2015 on a local radio station in St. George, Utah, and started listening from there. And in May of 2016, I started doing the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, which is, it started out being 20 to 30 minutes of the best audio highlights I thought were the best highlights of the show, and then that morphed into an hour-long thing over time. And so if you want to find the Free Talk Live Digest, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com and search for the Daily Digest there.
Or SoundCloud, and then search Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you can do that too. And I found the Free State Project because of Free Talk Live, and the message of liberty really resonated with me because in 2014, when the Bundy family was having their issues with the grazing rights over cattle...
In Nevada, right?
In Nevada. My friends and I went to go down to protest the fact we didn't protest the fact the feds were interfering with Clive and Bundy. We were protesting the fact that there was a quote-unquote free speech zone on American soil. Can you believe that the so-called government has to have a free speech zone on American soil? So that got us all riled up. And from there, I learned about anarcho-capitalism. I wouldn't consider myself an anarcho-capitalist today. I would consider myself more of a voluntarist. I believe all human actions should be voluntary and consensual. So I moved to New Hampshire. I actually came to visit a couple times, two or three times before moving here. My first visit was in 2018, in August of 2018. I was on the show a couple times, and I loved being in New Hampshire. And I moved here last year in July of 2023, and I don't know where I'm going to end up right now. I'm enjoying living in New Hampshire, living out this part of my life and this chapter of my life.
Now, are you living in Keene or close by to Keene?
I'm actually living in Keene right now.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. And was that transition hard? Was it difficult to find, housing? I don't know if you're working at all. Obviously, you know, you have a disability, but you seem to have a very high level of independence regardless, especially if you're moving to a new state with new people.
I mean, some things are harder about it. Like, Keene, New Hampshire is a very small town. And so transportation, there's really no quote-unquote public transportation. I'm a libertarian. I'm not sure how I feel about public transportation. But, I mean, it's useful for someone who has a disability, but I don't like stealing money from my neighbors to fund it. But, you know, some things are harder to do, but I have found that a lot of people around here are really helpful. I just have to be willing to ask for help. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, congratulations, and you know, welcome to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Now, Lori, are you from New Hampshire originally, or this part of the world? Or
I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Oh, me as well.
I grew in Clinton.
Okay. I grew up in Acton.
Okay.
And before I moved here, I was living in Townsend.
Yeah, so Clinton's like a little five-mile town, kind of towny dystopia.
Lots of bars in Clinton.
Yeah, lots of bars, and no one's going anywhere with their life. And so my whole life fell apart when I was 25, and I was like, why am I here? My mom died, and a 13-year relationship with an abusive ex ended finally. and just everything, my whole life just exploded. And I was like, you know what? I'm out of here. So I packed a backpack and got on a Greyhound bus and started traveling around the country for like 7 years. And then I met my husband in Utah. He's ex-Mormon also. And we stayed there for a while. And then I got pregnant. And I didn't want to raise my daughter. I didn't want to raise her or any children in Utah because it's kind of passive-aggressive. And
it definitely can be.
Yeah, and the Mormonism rules the government there.
Yeah.
And the air quality is terrible, and it's too hot, and I just don't like Utah. So I was like, let's get out of here. So we bought an RV, and we went RVing in Arizona, living in the desert with a six-month-old. And I got a job out there, and we saved a bunch of money. And then I had my second daughter living in Arizona, and we had lived there for a year, and I really, really didn't like it. And I said, can we please go back to New England? He had never been. Oh, I brought him here to Boston for vacation for like 4 days once. But he had never been to like this part of the country. And so we came. The agreement was for a year each place because I stayed in Arizona for a year, which I did not like at all.
Yeah, it's way hotter there than even Utah.
And it's weird. It's kind of bizarre. We lived in Tombstone, and it was a really weird place.
I've never been there, but every experience I've ever had with Utah or Arizona, I meant to say, is weird.
Yeah, well, first we boondocked, and that was cool. We boondocked in the...
What is that?
Where you just, like, dry camp with no campground and no... Like, we just did it in the middle of the desert on... Mm-hmm. On BLM land.
Oh.
And there was, like, wild horses in our campsite. And, like, it was really cool. But it was hard because it was an hour drive to the nearest grocery store and stuff like that. So...
Do you have any family left in Clinton, or do you have any family in Mass still?
No, my dad is in New Hampshire. My sister lives in Washington, and that's really all the family I have.
How about your husband? Does he still have family in Utah?
Yes. Yeah. His whole family's still in Utah. They're all LDS. Yeah, sure.
That's interesting that Utah is the commonality between.
I know.
I know. That's really fascinating. And here we are sitting in this room together.
I've thought about it before, but us three have actually never done the show together all at once. So it's kind of funny.
But Free Talk Live just happened because I was kind of born anti-authoritarian. I don't want anyone to rule over me my whole life. I don't do well with it. I just want everyone to leave me alone, and I want to leave them alone and just be peaceful and exist. And
I think it takes a high degree of independence and like a kind of a leaning towards self-sufficiency and to be libertarian minded. I mean, because let's face it, most people are interested in, you know, kind of government as a security, you know, some means by which they can be taken care of.
Yeah, I call them daddy government.
But interesting. That interview you did with Silver Dave, Bonnie, was interesting. I put a couple of comments on YouTube trailing yours.
His video where he was calling Bitcoin a trap. You put comments on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he means well. I think he has a healthy distrust of systems in general, which, I guess where you got to kind of be. I have the advantage of having worked in IT for, 20 years, and I happen to work in network security specifically. So I had some background with, hashing algorithms and public key infrastructure. So I understand enough so as to where I can, say with a higher degree of confidence than most people that it's a pretty safe protocol.
Nice.
But that was a good interview, and that was a good video you did, Riley, where you were buying gold coins.
Video.
Oh, yeah? Can they see it?
It's on YouTube. They can search for Blind Silver Experience.
On Silver Dave's channel, Local Silverman.
Local Silverman, yep.
Yeah.
What about you, Climber? How did you find out about the Free State Project?
So, like Lori, I grew up in Mass. I grew up in Acton, Mass. Like all of you, I've always been kind of freedom-minded. Personal autonomy, personal responsibility over yourself. Now, I wouldn't consider myself so much of a voluntarist or an anarcho-capitalist as I am kind of a limited constitutionalist. That's kind of where I fall still. I realize that, the Constitution has not failed us so much, but it hasn't really been respected. But to make a long story short, I was, like a lot of people, when you get online, you start, kind of looking for information that resonates with you. And the Free State Project, I came across very early on. And as a matter of fact, I've been, making monthly donations, automated ones to the Free State Project for, probably at least 15 years now. So I've been affiliated with it for quite a while. There's the freedom movement in New Hampshire and the libertarian movement associated with the Free State Project is pretty diverse. I mean, you get people from all sorts of different areas, and it creates a very, kind of diversified and pluralistic population here. And a lot of us, I think, are pretty atomized. We're pretty, kind of split apart in a lot of ways, because nobody tends to, voice their disagreements like libertarians do, So, but it's a strong community. It's a good community. So I bought some land here in Stoddard back in, I guess it was 2012, 2013. In a previous life, I was in construction for a long time. So, I just bought a lot, saved up $5,000, I'd put in the foundation, save up, another $8,000, buy the framing stock, And then using vacation time twice a year, every year over the course of about 5-6 years, I just built a house. And wow. My wife and I moved here during COVID. I mean, we were working from home anyway. And once COVID hit, it really didn't make much sense to, I was looking for an excuse to get out of Mass anyway. So, moved up here. I've been here for a few years now, and it's great. New Hampshire's great. I've been to a couple of the crypto meetups. I've met, Chris Wade. And, back when, Fokine Great was still open.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant that we miss.
Yeah. Sure. I was going to ask you that, if you had, do you keep in touch with, do you daily interact with, like, libertarians here, or do you mostly just keep to yourself?
Well, I mostly, just because I work, I'm an older guy, really not much of an activist. Like I said, I feel like a bit of a freedom leech in that regard, but,
funny way to put it, but
I do,
it's not the
try to donate where I can to people, but, I gotta tell you, man, that FBI raid for selling Bitcoin. Now, granted, I know there was some circumstances there associated. I did follow the trial pretty closely. I think, if I was Ian at the time, I probably wouldn't have been, regardless, I'm not going to say, everybody could say coulda, woulda, shoulda after the fact, but, 50 plus agents and Bearcats and the money that went into that investigation, it just, I got to tell you, nothing scares me more than state power after seeing that. It is just, it's frightening.
It is pretty alarming what the American public will put up with in the name of fighting crime.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way that whole thing was portrayed, in the media, if you look at the press releases put out by, the special agents involved with the investigation post conviction, and I mean, it's very biased, and most people only see that information; they don't delve into it. Most people they see that whole thing and they just think Bitcoin bad, They just have no clue, and it's unfortunate. But I'm hopeful that as time goes on, more people will. I mean, obviously, Bitcoin is becoming more mainstream now because the banks, the biggest banks, are creating ETFs surrounding it, which is basically instigating broad stream adoption with this. I mean, these are the fastest growing ETFs on Fidelity right now. So,
wow.
I don't see how you really can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. So I think Bitcoin is going to become more mainstream. So,
yeah.
you know, the other altcoins are going to follow suit. You know, it's only a matter of time before, you know, I think Ethereum and other altcoins end up with their own ETFs on the exchanges, you know, on the, you know, the Fidelities and the BlackRocks and so forth. So,
yeah, I don't know for sure.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be associated with, you know, the freedom movement here. And I think the general community there in Keene has been pretty great. I mean, obviously, you guys all have a good working relationship with each other on the show, and it's good to hear, Bonnie, that you like New Hampshire, particularly for the people. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here too, and I also don't think everyone needs to be the same kind of activist. Like, somebody was specifically saying recently, like, if you can't do, like, one thing people can sometimes do is donate financially, and it sounds like you do that, and it seems like you're probably a busy person, and that's the thing, like, productive people are, that's kind of like the point of believing in freedom, is wanting to be left alone to be productive and enjoy your life. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
I don't think people should be, like, stopping others from doing activism, though, and it doesn't sound like Clymer is that type of person. I can't stand the type of people that are like, I don't want to do activism, so you shouldn't, because you're making us all look bad. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Well, activism is one of these things that's really hard to do, because it's going to take time away from your job. You might get locked in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Clymer. That made a very interesting conversation. I wonder if Skeeter is still listening. The thing about Skeeter is, like, your calls don't get a whole almost hour of attention because you should face the same consequences as you would in real life if you walked up and started a boring conversation with someone. They're not going to want to talk to you. That's just the way that that life goes. And Clymer, I really appreciate your call. He had, you know, an interesting subject to bring up.
Yeah, and it's good to find out about our history and things like that.
Yeah, and also our callers, a lot of them don't tell us much about themselves. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.